Good morning, everyone. It's about 5:30 on Thursday, the 12th of February, and just wanted to give you a quick update on his lordship. He had a good night's sleep. I woke up a few times and I checked on him because he's got two baskets or beds underneath mine. One's an old-fashioned basket and the other one's like a comfy, it's meant to be like memory foam bed. And which is the one he chose to sleep in because obviously I think it's more comfortable. Then Obi got up and left for work at 5 o'clock. And he made me a cup of tea, so I was semi-awake when he went. And Lammy started whining and making noises, and I jumped up because I didn't know whether he was in pain. Because if he wants to go out, normally he won't do that. He'll go downstairs and I'll just keep hearing him running to the patio doors because it's laminated floor. And that does actually wake me up if he does that. Because I'm not usually at night anyway a really deep sleeper. If I go to sleep like in the morning, say from about 8:30 till 2 o'clock, for some reason I can sleep really deeply then. But at night, I'm not saying I don't sleep well because I do, but the slightest thing will wake me up. I think what it is in the day there's a lot of other noise going on, and so you learn to sleep through it. But at night it's quiet and you don't. So I jumped up. I thought he might need to keep... I didn't know whether he's in pain or he wants to go out or he's hungry. So I put my dressing gown on and I got his lead because they said don't... They said take him out on the lead, and I don't really want to let him out yet because he's not back to normal. He's okay. He's following me around and stuff, but he's not bouncing around, and I don't want a situation to happen that he goes outside in the dark, and it's very dark out there. The birds are starting to sing, so it might be... I don't think it is getting a little bit light yet, but everyone, you know, Obi's gone to work, and the other... Connor's got a day off, and he's not well, so he's in bed, and Ronan's asleep, so it's too early to get people up out of bed looking for him, so I took him out on the lead, and he did a wee straight away, so that was probably... He was in some discomfort, I expect, because he didn't... I took him out late last night. He did a big, really big long one when we got home, for the vets. I took him straight outside, but he didn't go again when I took him out at bedtime. So that was that. And then I thought, well, I better feed him while I'm here. So he had a quarter of the tin of food when we got home, another quarter later in the evening, and I gave him half this morning with one of his antibiotics in. Now the food is very like sticky consistency, and it's very, how shall I say, not kind of smooth, it's very mushy, so it's easy for them to eat because it's a recovery food. So I put the tablet in. The tablet's about the size of my little fingernail. But it was very hard. I tried to break it, and I haven't got a pill grinder or a pestle and mortar, so I gave up on that idea, and I just stuck it deep into the bowl of food, and I put it in a small bowl so that he wasn't able to somehow push it all round the dish. A really tiny bowl, about not much bigger than the palm of my hand. It's a cat bowl, a little stainless steel thing. So the food was filled right up to the top, and the tablet was right in the middle. It wasn't at the bottom of the bowl. It was smack bang in the middle of the food, all stuck together. And at one point, I heard him going, and I think he'd found the tablet. But I felt around all on the floor. I didn't hear it drop out of his mouth for a start. And then when he'd finished, I looked very carefully with my hands, obviously, all around. That sounds really blind. Sorry, you know what I mean? I felt all around the floor. That sounds less blind. I felt around the floor with my hands. Well, what am I going to do it with my backside? And I couldn't find it, so I think he did eat it. The pain-killing, I want to give him his pain medication, but until I've looked at it, I will be able to do it. It's just a very small syringe that you need to draw up. It's a very thin type. You have to get it on 5. I don't think it's 5 mils. It doesn't look big enough for that. I think it's probably like 1-2 mils or something like that, 2.5. But that's how they measure it, I think, you know. So I want someone to show me. I want to do it with someone watching me do it. One of the kids, probably Connor. So if I can see if I... Because sometimes with a syringe, you can put more in it than you know, it doesn't, you know, you can, more can go in it than, how do I put this? The markings on it don't go right to the top, so you can overdo it, if you see what I mean. So I don't want to do that. I think that could be quite catastrophic. So I want someone to see if I can do it. It only has to have it once a day, so hopefully it'll only be for the next couple of days anyway. But he seems to have settled now, so I think it was either that he wants, and he looks quite comfortable. He's up on the bed with me now. He does keep making noises. He just did it anyway. So I think it is hurting him. So I'm hoping, well, I don't think they're going to be waking up anytime soon. So when it gets to seven, I might take Connor a cup of tea and see if he'll do it for me. I just hope Lammy's going to eat it. I'll have to find a bit of chicken or salami or something to put it in, I think. But I don't want anything he's got to chew too much. I don't know, I'll think of something. Something that he's going to really like, because I think the pain medication is going to be foul. It's because it's liquid. I mean, it's a shame it's not tablets as well, because then I could have just put it in his food with the other thing. But I've got to put it in something small, so that I know he's eating it, if you know what I mean. But apart from that, he doesn't seem too bad. I'll be glad when a couple of days has elapsed, and then I think it'll start to heal up a bit. I can imagine how sore it must be. You know, it's when you have one tooth out. I had a tooth out about 3 years ago, and it was very sore afterwards. For a while, I imagine five of them. One of my guide dogs years ago, I had six teeth out when she got old. Or was it four? I think it was six. But big dogs don't seem to take it as badly. You know, if it was Niall, I'm sure he'd still, I wouldn't notice a difference in his character, do you know what I mean? I think he'd still be running around getting picking up his toys. So, I think little dogs take it more to heart. But anyway, that's the latest on Lammy. And, my little toof-toof. I'm glad it's done. He's not quite relaxed the way he's sitting. And he's complaining. No, he's relaxed. Actually, when I touched him, he went into a more relaxed. What's the matter? Does it hurt you? I'm sorry. I feel really bad that I left it like that till it got so bad. I mean, if I'd known it was that bad, I would never have left it. I wouldn't have done. I've been talking about getting it done for ages, because I knew it needed doing, but I didn't realise it to the extent of it. And also, the cost. It isn't insured anymore. I used to have insured, but it doesn't cover. I don't think any pet insurance covers dentals. It doesn't cover flea treatment and vaccinations. Because that's seen as like standard stuff, I believe. That's how it used to be anyway. What? Don't like it when he does that. And he's sitting up again in a more uncomfortable position. It must be hurting him. And it makes me feel a bit anxious. I should have asked Obi. If I'd have been awake properly, I would have asked him to measure that out for me before he left. I might have to go and wake Connor up in a minute. He's not going to be best pleased. It has to be on a day that he's not going to work. I wouldn't do it for myself, but as it's for poor little Lammy, and he loves Lammy, toof toof. I might have to if he keeps on making that noise. I had pet insurance for him for years, and I cancelled it a couple of years ago. I suppose I shouldn't have done, but I think it was Pet Protect I had, And it started off like about £15, and it ended up about, it was going up constantly, it ended up about £33 a month, which, I mean, I'm not being funny, but the amount of times, you have to pay like the first £50 anyway, and the amount of times I've had to take him to the vet, it's never been, you know, it's usually when like he's hurt his back and, or he had an abscess on his anal glands and things like that, and it, you know, he just needed one trip to the vets and that was it, and it didn't come to £50 anyway. It was like 30, 26 or whatever. So, excuse me. You know, I didn't renew it. I only used it once. I claimed on it once in about 2006, I think, somewhere around that mark. And it was because he got a grass seed in his ear, and it was late at night, and he was in a lot of pain with it. And I had to take him to an out of hours vet, who is not my normal vet, because their out of hours surgery was too far, and I had to get a taxi. No, I think my sister took me, but this one's nearer, and they're open all night, which mine isn't, unfortunately. And they didn't really do anything. They said they couldn't do anything that time of night. They just couldn't really see in his ear properly, and so they gave him pain medication, and I brought him home. But the trouble was, they didn't tell me that the side effects of the pain medication were kind of worse than what he had in the beginning. He kept screaming when he moved his head, because those grass seeds are like little spears. They're long, horrible-looking things, like an arrow. And the more they shake their head, the more they embed into it. So, when I got home, he was falling all over the place and being sick. And I was worried in the beginning that he had meningitis. And they said that, you know, it could, that is a possibility, because we had a cat that had that once and it was awful. He didn't survive. And that's when I lived at home. And they said they couldn't entirely rule that out, but they thought it probably was a grass seed. So then when we got home and he started being sick and falling all over the place, I was really worried. But they didn't tell me. I looked it up on the internet and found out that it was actually a sedative they'd given him rather than pain medication as such, which, again, they didn't tell me. And they didn't tell me the side effects. And he was also breathing fast, and that was another side effect. Sorry. So that was a very worrying night. I sat up with him all night. And in the morning, thankfully, I could take him to my own vet, and they just managed to... I think they might have given him some more sedation. And they just... you know, rinsed out his ear, and they flushed it out, and they said it was quite a big seed that came out. And I never knew what they were then. I used to think, when people talked about a grass seed, I used to think it was like a little round thing, and I used to think, well, what's the big deal if they get it between their toe, in their eye, or in their ear, which at guide dogs is the sort of thing they tell you that can happen. But when someone actually showed me what one was, because they kept bringing it in on their feet from the top of the garden where we had all this rough grass, they started bringing it in on their feet, and because he's a poodle and he's got the curly fur, it gets stuck in his fur, and then I realised what they were. My sister said they call them flea darts. I don't know what she means by that, but they are like a dart. They've got like a point on one end, and they've got at the other end where it's thicker. I can't explain it, but if you run your finger down it, like the spines on it go against your finger and dig in it, and you can't kind of smooth it back the other way. I can't explain it, but that would be very painful to get it in your eye or ear, I can tell you. So that was the only time I used the insurance, and it was only... I probably wouldn't have needed to use it if I hadn't had to take him up there at night, because they charged me something like £200 because it was out of hours. It was about 11 o'clock, maybe midnight. 6 o'clock now. So that's the only reason it would have it cost more than £50. I don't think it would have done if I'd just taken him to the vets ordinarily, because it was out of hours. They actually charged me a load of money for old rope. Anyway, I don't know. They do pet insurance for senior dogs now, which obviously he is. I'm going to look into it. I know Tesco's do pet insurance. I'm going to have a look because I think it probably is worth it. As they get older. If it wasn't too much, I'd kind of... I wish there was a thing where, you know, the more animals you had on your insurance, the less it costs. I don't know if there is. I'd like to get all my cats on it, really. Because vet bills are horrendous. And, I mean, something like that wouldn't be... that I had just paid wouldn't be covered by insurance anyway, but there are plenty of things that would be, like accidents and stuff. Anyway, I think I'm going to go and finish drinking my tea, which has probably gone cold. No, it's lukewarm. It's only been there an hour. I've drunk some of it. Anyway, I'll speak to you all later, no doubt. Bye for now.